It makes me mildly nauseous to think that we might have had some impact on the election.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Former FBI Director James Comey will testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee coming up in just over an hour.
Joining us live from Washington is Utah Congressman Chris Stewart. Congressman, have you had a chance to look at his opening statement? And if so, what are your impressions?
Well, I haven't read the whole thing. I had a chance to read, I think, the highlights. The reality is he has testified before the House Committee four or five times. He's testified before the Senate Committee. I don't think we're going to have a lot of bombshells today. I just kind of think we know what he has to say.
As a member of the House Intelligence Committee, what would be your first question to the former FBI director?
Well, I think that the thing that the media is focusing on, and frankly in a fairly dramatic manner, as you know, is this idea of did he feel like the president was trying to interfere with any legal and proper investigation that he was in the middle of. And of course, that's where most people are focused. I think it's probably the first question that I would ask. I don't think it's necessarily the most important thing, but it's certainly something that people want to know about. The second thing is, the circumstances of his firing, and if he felt like he was fired and because of some fear the president might have had that he was going to actually pursue an investigation against him improperly.
In the part of the opening statement when he talks about the meeting he had one-on-one with the president, when the president says, I want to talk about Michael Flynn, and the president asking him to let it go because he's a good guy and we ought to just let this go. What are your impressions of how important that is?
I know some kind of the background information on that I can't talk about here, but it adds some context to it when you know of some previous conversations that they had, and it frankly kind of minimizes the concern that I have over that. Look, if any president was seeking to improperly interfere with an investigation, that's something we want to know. It's something that he should be held accountable for. But Mr. Comey, Mr. Rogers, the new Director of National Intelligence, as well as others, have said they didn't feel like the president was trying to interfere. They didn't feel like the president was trying to put pressure on them to stop an investigation. And, from day to day, we have these leaks, we have these stories, and it's kind of the highlight and the thing we talk about. But at the end of that, you have to go back to their sworn testimony, the thing that they actually tell us under oath. And the thing that they have all told us so far under oath is they didn't feel like there was improper interference.
I know, Congressman, you, being a member of the House Intelligence Committee, you have open hearings, you have closed hearings, and in those closed hearings, you're able to really get into the classified information. Do you think today, in this open hearing, we're going to be able to get to enough information that will not be classified, that we'll be able to answer any of these questions?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily a matter of can we talk about classified or unclassified information, because a lot of these things are not necessarily dealing with sensitive or classified doings of the United States. I think more than that, I don't think we're going to see resolution, because this really is an example of where Republicans are from Mars and Democrats are from Venus. They look at the same evidence and they draw very different conclusions. As I've already said, from what I've seen today and from what I've heard these gentlemen say under oath, is that they didn't feel like there was collusion. There's no direct evidence of that, and they didn't feel pressure by the president to stop the investigation. My Democratic colleagues look at this kind of web of tangled relationships, conversations, and they draw a different conclusion. That frustrates me a little bit, because there is a legal standard, and you have to meet a legal standard in order to prosecute or to indict someone, and that's the thing we're seeking. But at the same time, there's certainly allegations, and there's certainly a lot of innuendo that people draw from this, and it's really unfortunate. And the primary reason being is that it draws what I believe is an unfair story for the American people to this point.
We have just about 30 seconds, Congressman, but I want to ask you just a quick impression of yesterday's hearing, where the members of the Intelligence Committee before the Senate Intelligence Committee seemed to not be able to answer a factual question. Was that your impression or no?
I wasn't able to watch the hearing, so I'd better not comment on it if I could, just because I haven't seen it and I haven't seen the context. If I could add with one other point, though, and I think this is really worth keeping in mind, and that is there were other meaningful events that took place over the last couple of days. We saw South Korea say they weren't going to, go forward with the THAAD missile defense shield. You saw a bombing in Iran for the first time in a long time. There are other meaningful events around the world that this Russian investigation diverts us from.
Yeah.
What's one of the challenges we have is to remind American people it's still a dangerous world, and there are other important events taking place that need our attention as well.
A good point. Thank you, Congressman, as always. Utah Congressman Chris Stewart on the In-Depth.